This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Rocky Perez. I'm a born and raised Tucsonan. I'm also a current student at the University of Arizona. I'm majoring in political science and public relations, and I'm heavily involved in both the intersection between higher education, the Southern Arizona community, and ultimately serving others.
How was your experience growing in Tucson?
Amazing. I am probably one of the biggest cheerleaders for Tucson. It took a little bit for me to be able to grasp the opportunity and the diverse community that Tucson has to offer. But luckily, I was able to get involved and really identify both people and places that were willing to bring me up and empower me to get involved. And so being in Tucson has been so privileged because, unlike other places, the way that I always say it is that I can go somewhere else and be one of many, or I can be in Tucson and be the best version of myself.
How do you describe your identity?
As a student, having both worked at the University of Arizona, but also being a student representative in both student government and our local student community, it's been interesting because a lot of the work doesn't apply just to students in our local community, but also the greater Southern Arizona community as well. And so being able to get involved, ultimately serve others, has been an extraordinary experience. And so I would say that I identify as, one, a very active student in the higher education community, but also having an intersectional identity as both person of color, but also someone a part of the gay community.
How does your identity integrate with the Tucson community?
The studies that I'm currently pursuing at the university and then my own personal identities are super intersectional because, as a student, I'm studying both American politics and how they have historically done marginalized communities very poorly. Being able to professionally serve those marginalized communities, or in some ways being able to represent underserved folks, but then also having been someone who has been able to understand and empathize the experiences of a youth growing up in the midst of a pandemic, but also being Hispanic during a time when there's so much animosity towards the Latinx community, given our current political climate, but then also being someone a part of the LGBT plus community.
Students, teachers, professors that are listening tonight, could you just give like a source of idea for those students, professors, and professionals in education that they would like to get more involved in their community?
Tucson is so full of opportunity when it comes to personal and professional networking. You know, even if you don't necessarily find your niche, there's so much opportunity for you to create opportunity here as well. And so for me, I think it was definitely getting involved in the multicultural community at the university, whether it be getting involved in contributing to cultural centers or alumni networks, whether it be getting involved with our local nonprofits. Tucson Young Professionals is a great example of the greater Southern Arizona community coming together to address entrepreneur endeavors, innovation, business, politics, and everything in between. In the midst of the pandemic, it was pretty obvious that we wouldn't have the chance to connect in ways that we historically have. And so luckily, I was able to sit down and find new ways to network. And so that came to light when I decided to create a nonprofit that served marginalized communities in Southern Arizona.
Thank you so much, Rocky, for being our guest tonight.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Neni G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.